Welcome to Health Butts and Guts, on the forefront of intestinal health and nutrition. Tune in with Mel and Kelv for enlightening tales of coffee enemas, perennial bleaching, and holistic teachings. Lovely.
Was your tree big?
I meant, was your tree real or was it fake?
Yeah, I only do real trees.
Oh, sorry.
I don't know, because I love the smell of pine, and I just think, like, Christmas trees should be real.
Yeah. My face is flaking.
You look like you have, herpesiphilates around your chin.
Oh my god. It's called Aztec clay mask, and I can't laugh because look at, do you see the chunks literally on my paper? Mm-hmm. It's gonna be all over your carpet. Are you trying not to smile?
Yeah, but I'm trying to flare my nostrils.
Oh, it's not working.
Oh, there it is. It'll come off.
Oh my god. Is it coming off?
I don't know. I can't see.
Do you know what the health benefits of this Aztec clay mask are? Because I don't know off the top of my head. I just know it's good. Well, I know it helps with, like, circulation, tightening your skin. Mm-hmm. It brings, like, everything to the surface. But
it's like a detoxer. My friend has actually used this bentonite clay in baths for her kids to, like, detox from metals and stuff.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
We should research this.
She was telling me, like, if some kids get vaccines, because there's, like, a lot of toxins and metals in them.
Yeah.
It's all over me. If you put them in a bath, it can help to draw out, like, the toxins. Or, like, because some kids get eczema from vaccines.
Really?
Yeah.
I know they get eczema from, like, food allergies. Mm-hmm. This is just flaking everywhere.
I know. My black wardrobe is not good for this.
It kind of burns a little bit.
Yeah, it's from the apple cider. I'm going to get the bottle.
The bottle of the mask?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've been doing this for a long time. I put it on Damien, too. Like, I love the way my skin looks afterwards.
Yeah, it's
like
my plump. Skin looks red, though, sometimes. Does yours?
Yeah, I think it's supposed to.
Okay, so it's the world's most powerful facial deep pore cleansing. It's a natural calcium bentonite clay. It says, feel your face pulsate.
Yeah, I can.
It's great for facials, body wraps, clay baths, foot soaks, chilled clay for knee packs, okay, and insect bites. Maybe I should take this with me to Tulum.
You should. I was just in Mexico, and one of the ladies got bit by a scorpion across the street. She was holding her grandson.
Good thing it didn't get the baby.
I know.
The baby.
She just took a Benadryl, but it was like, all of us were like, well, what would we do in that, like, circumstance? You know, rather than freak out.
Have someone, like, pee on you?
That's what Damien said. You perverts. I don't know. Well, that's what he said. He's like, oh, I mean, if anything like that happens, you just pee on it. I'm like, okay.
Well, I read somewhere that the reason people pee on their bites from, like, jellyfish or something, it has nothing to do with healing you from the bite. It's just the warmth of your pee makes it feel better.
Stop.
That's what I read.
Oh my god.
I can't like reference it. I don't know where it's from, but
I thought it, like, pulled the toxins out of the skin or something.
Yeah, I think that's what it does, especially if it's saying
not the Aztec. I'm still back on the pee. No, okay, yeah, the Aztec.
I'm bringing this with me
to Mexico.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm just going to take mix it with water.
Oh, you're just going to have a bag of powder go through TSA like that?
White powder. It should be fine.
What's that?
So hard to do it with the mask.
Okay, so wait, what are you doing right now?
Cal, I'm going to call you a bus driver.
I can't laugh. Literally, it's flaking off my face.
Well, then maybe it's a good time to pause.
Yeah, let's
do that. So I'm saved by the clay.
Okay. That's much better.
I know. It feels so soft.
You're a little splotchy, but not like your whole face isn't red.
Well, because I didn't do my forehead.
Well, like your cheeks and like around your chin, like around your mouth is not red at all, but like around like your temples and your, the tip of your nose and like,
okay, under well, your eyes. I went, okay, so one of my biggest pet peeves is blackheads on noses.
For, on yourself or on anyone?
Myself or anyone, but mainly like when I see it on other people, I get really paranoid that I have blackheads.
So you saw them on me and you went crazy or what?
No, I saw them on me after I washed my face.
Just now?
Yeah, because I washed mine in the sink, in the kitchen sink. So then I went into the bathroom to make sure I got all the clay off, which I did. But then I saw my nose and I was like, oh. And I just had to kind of like push out some. I don't have like blackheads, but it's just like, I just feel like when people have blackheads, no offense if anyone does, but
everyone does. What are you talking about? Okay,
but when they're like really black, it's like you don't.
As compared to brown?
Well, like you can see the pores on your nose, but.
Actually, no. Okay, I take that back. When I do the squeeze thing on the tip of my nose, like. Does black a lot stuff of them
come out?
No, I feel like it's white, hard, like little seeds, or sometimes they're a little bit softer.
That's how mine are. But some people, when you don't do that, I don't even know if it's healthy for you to do that or not. We probably should talk to like an esthetician.
Yeah, well, but, I get regular facials.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is like, I don't know how they do it differently than I push them out on my nose, but I think that I do it regularly enough that it's not black stuff coming out of my pores.
Gotcha.
And when I see people that have like black in their pores, to me it's like you're not washing your face.
Oh, like exfoliating or just washing in general? Do you tell them like, hey, what's your face wash regimen?
No, but like I feel really bad. My grandpa's like 110 years old and I love him to death, but he's 110 years old. I think the last thing on his mind is to like sit and get a facial and exfoliate, and you know, it's like your skin changes as you get older. But when like people are younger, or I don't know, I feel like I've seen different like people or races that have like bigger pores and they're just more pronounced.
Well, like the older you get, the bigger your pores. No, is that not the way it goes?
I mean, it makes sense if your skin loses elasticity, maybe, but I don't know. It's just, when I see people with it, I get so sad for them. And then I'm just like, I just don't know why they just have them. And it's distracting. And so I never want to be distracting to other people. So I just get.
You get fixated on your nose.
And probably when I was younger growing up, I used to get teased for having a big nose.
Okay.
And so maybe I just didn't want to draw more attention to my nose. And so
it's just an interesting thing. Because I would think, like, I've heard of people, like, being addicted to, like, squeezing it and, you know, but to be, like, disgusted of it is, I don't know, is disgusted. I feel like it's not the right word, but some people are fascinated with pimple popping.
Yeah, like the pimple popper. That's, I can't. Some of the things that she extracts or like on YouTube when you watch people with like push, how do you get something on you? How does it grow for that long on you and you don't do anything about it?
Well, a lot That's of those people know. On the show, to be fair, there, it's like going to Dr. Popple, Pimper Popple, whatever. Yeah,
Pimple Popple.
I guess it. But going to her is like their last resort. Like they've gone to other people and other people are like, nope, I'm not messing with that weird thing on your like body. And so it's like their last resort. And that's why it's such like a happy, like good feel show. Because she usually, I mean, rarely turns people down. She like, she's into it. She, her whole team, like, she's good.
Okay, but my question is not Now, when you're getting it extracted, my question is, why did you have something growing on you for years that you didn't try or do any, like, why, like, how does it grow for years?
So many things. Embarrassment, like people just not wanting to like face it, you know, so they avoid it. Also people that can't like afford like, what is it called? Healthcare. So they are like, oh no. Or people that are scared of like the end result of just like denial of like, oh, this is probably cancer. I'm just going to act like, I don't know. I feel like there's several reasons on why people wouldn't get it checked. But
I don't know.
You wonder, like on my 600-pound life, like how did you get to 600 pounds before this, like who, like.
But that I think has a lot of like mental health issues, yeah, and like psychological and just like traumas, and that's like,
well, it is how a people, lot of it's trauma,
yeah, how people like coping mechanisms for sure,
yeah.
But like I've never watched a show, the Pimple Popper show, from like beginning to end. Like
you have I don't to, get it's a literally it's a feel good.
I can't, because then I watch it,
it's so good. Like it's the men so with their big growths on their nose, and you're like, oh, like people are, they talk about people just like staring at them and how awful they feel and how it's like help, like they can't get jobs because they can't leave.
But
the
did
house.
They not try to pop it before?
I'm sure, like a lot of them, I'm not thinking of like a specific guy, but I'm sure that like most of them that I recall are like, you're my last resort. Like, or it's been cut off and now it's come back in full force, like triple the amount. Like it started on my nose, now it's like the side of my face. Yeah. Or people are scared that it's like a like they're like, I've had it since I was little and it just keeps growing with me. And then like doctors are scared to even like cut it because it has like something like wrapped supply. Around. Exactly. I know, because I'm like, you could just cut that shit off, right? No.
It's okay. It's sad. It breaks my heart. I'm not trying to be insensitive.
No, I know. We're thinking it too.
I'm just fascinated of like, geez, that was really fast. Oh, that's why.
Oh my God. What are you fascinated with?
How these growths grow for so long. Or like, for example, if my mom had something growing on the side of her neck, and every time I saw her, it kept getting bigger, and I'm like, I would be like, Mom, can I pop that for you? Or let's go see a dermatologist, or put like a hot compress, a hot towel on it, and then try to squeeze it and see if anything comes out of it. Like, yeah. I had something on my back the other day. Uh-huh. I can't remember the last time I had like a pimple on my back. But because I've been like working out more and my sports bras and stuff, it's like was rubbing probably like a really fine hair on my back, you know? And I couldn't figure out what it was. But instead of just like leaving it there and just like letting it do its thing, it was like bothering me. So I went to my sister and I was like, what is this? And then she sent me to my mom. It's like,
oh my God,
trying to squeeze it. But I don't even know what it was, but it just, I was just like, what is that? It shouldn't be there. I need to do something about it.
Oh my God. One time, my girlfriend, she called me and she's like, guess what I'm doing? She's like, I'm only calling you because I know you'll appreciate it. And I'm like, what? And she's like, I'm at one of our other friend's house. She's like, and she's about to pop my cyst on the back. And I was like, oh my God, wait for me. I'm going to be there in like 5 minutes. So I cruise over there and I have like big hole basically in my back, like you could like squeeze it and the stuff comes out.
Oh, is it the stringy stuff that comes out? It's like, yes, a black hole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And no matter what, I squeeze it and there's two holes next to it and I feel like a lump on my back, but I constantly, like, Damien loves to squeeze it.
Yeah.
But I let them squeeze it as well. And my girlfriend, like, she, the other one's a nurse, so she even like lanced it, and oh my God, we were in it and loved every second of it. Our other girlfriend was like, you guys are disgusting. Like, I can't deal with you guys. And we're like, that's why you didn't get invited. Like, only certain people can handle that stuff.
For sure. I mean, growing up with like a bunch of girls, you know, we were always like fascinated with what like would come out, or like if it was an ingrown hair and it was like a long hair afterwards. But when I showed my dermatologist, I have one on my stomach.
Of ingrown hair?
Like on my ab, no. It's one of those, do you see it? It's like one of those black holes, cysty things. Mm-hmm. But it has like this like hard, like one of those hard clear kind of.
The seed?
Yeah.
I call it a seed.
And like every once in a while, I just like can feel something in it and I'll just like be in the shower where it's like soft and I'll just like squeeze it. And it's just that one little seed comes out. And I asked my dermatologist about it. And she said that the more you push stuff out of it, the deeper it gets and the worse it is. So she's like, leave it alone and don't mess with it.
That is rude. What? Why?
I know someone that had on their back of their neck too, and they got it cut out.
Damien has one on the back of his head, and he had our esthetician friend like basically like lance it. And now, like, it's crazy because it's, like, a little crater in the back of his head. And still sometimes he'll get it, like, full. And he's like, dang it. It always, like, captures things.
Do you think it's, like, the oil from your, like, hair and stuff?
I feel like it was, like, a gnarly ingrown hair. And then it just, like, spread the pore and made, you know, like, from constantly being congested.
Yeah.
And it would, like, as soon as he would empty it out, like, it would just be back congested again.
It's kind of like there's just, like, a... kind of like it bottoms out.
Yeah.
And you can't fully get underneath it to push everything out.
Yes.
How did we get on the topic?
I don't know, but I had an ingrown hair that was on the surface of my freaking skin. My mom tells this story all the time. She just told it at Thanksgiving. Like I had a ingrown, it was about 4 inches long, and I went to go pull it on my leg, and you could see it on the surface of my skin, and basically it was like this long hair that I just had to like pull out of the surface, and literally it was like a head hair.
That's so crazy.
I know, it was the craziest thing ever. Ingrown hairs are so fascinating.
Yeah.
I don't know how we got on that topic. Oh, we take care of our skin.
Aztec clay.
Yeah. Oh, but man. I did post a picture of the Aztec clay on my...
I need to get this call.
Yeah. Sorry.
Hello?
Hey, guys. We're so excited to share our partnership with Manscaped. If you haven't heard, they just released the Lawnmower 4.0.
Oh, cool. Do they also sell weed whackers?
No, silly. It's a trimmer for men. Down under...
Oh, it's Australian?
No, Mel. They have ball deodorant and toner. You know, like no stink on the hang down, girl.
Okay.
Ugh, so you don't get it. It's time to get the man in your life the gift of beautiful skin, hair, and balls. Just go to manscaped.com, use code HBG for 20% off and free shipping.
Ha. Okay. So basically, you're getting yourself a gift and pretending it's for Damien.
Precisely. I posted a picture of my Aztec clay armpit.
I saw that. I still need to do that.
I felt good about it. I really think it helps with the exfoliation, but I have no idea really why I do it. Like, even doing it right now on our face, like, why did we do it?
Well, it, like, pulls out the dirt from your pores. It tightens your skin, and it's, like, detoxing.
Oh, I need that from Mexico.
I'm really going to take a little bit of it in case we get bites.
You really don't think that they're going to think that's weird that you have a bag of clay?
Well, I was just maybe I'll put in a baggie and twist it.
Yeah. Put some oregano next to it. You won't be suspicious. Suspicious.
It'll be okay. I mean, if they're weird about it, then they could throw it away. I don't care.
I'm weird about stuff in general, even like my vitamins, because I travel with my pen, my little magic pen.
Oh.
Every time I go. And so I'm weird about having like any stuff that's going to stop me get a check.
For sure. I mean, you're not scared like a dog is going to come up to you and start barking?
No, Damien's convinced me that they're not drug dogs. They are bomb dogs.
Oh.
Because every time I'm freaking out. And one time we had to go through like this. Basically, it was during COVID, like shutdown too. We stood in this line and you go two people at a time, and there's this man that's crossing a dog, and you have to walk through the crossing dog, and everyone's watching you. And we had maybe a joint or two on us, like, in our bags, you know what I mean? And I was, like, freaking out, and Damien's like, why are you freaking out? Like, what do you have? And I was like, oh, like, maybe a little marijuana, maybe, you know, just a little smoke. And he was like, Kelly, they're for drug, like, they're drug dogs. And I was like, I meant they're bomb dogs. And I was like, oh, is that why they swipe my hands? Like, I always get so scared. I'm like, oh, no, what's, like, they're going to know.
I think it's for, like, gunpowder or kind of substances that people use to make bombs or carry guns or something.
Yeah. Well, and I, too, I'm, like, one of those, like, I could easily just, like, oh, my God, I had no idea that was at the bottom of my purse. Throw it away right now. I have no problems. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there was a weird person that was standing really close to me in the bathroom. Sorry, my lips are so dry, but this Aquaphor lip balm works so good. It even looks just like using chapstick. It from earlier today. Yeah, because I was using just the ointment, and I think that was actually drying out my lips.
Really?
This has shea butter in it and some vitamins.
A lot of my clients have, they once they got their lips tattooed, they just stick with Aquaphor for their lip balm.
You should tell them about this one.
Okay. If you like it, Shea.
It's for very dry lips.
Mm-hmm. It came in a 2-pack?
Yeah.
Where'd you get it, Rite Aid?
CVS.
Yeah. All right. I'll try some, too. Take that to Mexico. The weather's going to be dry. I just got back.
I know, but I'm going to be on the other side, though. Is it more humid there? I feel like it's more humid on the Cancun side.
I mean, it's the like jungle. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I just got back and my bowels are just now starting to get normal.
Do you think it's from the turkey that you ate for like the first time?
No.
Did you eat it?
Yeah, I ate turkey. I mean, I didn't eat a lot, really. I had gluten-free stuffing. But literally, like, I'm a regular pooper. I poop in the morning. Damien and I both poop like clockwork. Every time we wake up, we're like almost like, dang it, one of us has to go. You know, we're like, we have a one bedroom.
Take a number.
But that was like topic the whole time in Mexico. I literally couldn't poop when I was there, like first 3 days.
Yeah, so when you're traveling, you're not regular?
Well, usually I am, but apparently I'm not now. And no one else was regular either. Like, it was the strangest thing. I'm like, is it because I was dehydrated? Is it because Melody like cursed me? I mean,
how did I curse you?
Because you talked about having like travel like shit worries, and now what is my body doing? Because I had no stage fright.
Did you take your enema bucket?
I did not take my enema bucket, and I literally like thought about it. I'm like, oh, this is not good. Like I would drink coffee every morning. We'd have the discussion. It was just.
Did you do that squat thing I showed you?
No, I didn't.
That usually works.
I didn't feel bloated, though. I just, anytime I'd go, like, there was, like, maybe, like, a little pebble. And that's how everyone's was.
I feel like that's from dehydration, though.
We did drink a lot. It was really
and
fun.
You're confused.
But I feel like I did drink water, too, you know what I mean? But one night I did throw up.
You did?
Okay, so it's so hard. This is what I do every time. I'm like, okay, did I throw up because I was drinking all day? Did I throw up because I was drinking all weekend? Because I wasn't drunk. I know, that's like kind of like a weird thing. But I went to bed the last night, Saturday night. I went to bed at like 7:30. You know me, I go to bed early. But that night, we had drank that whole day. We had a wonderful day on the beach. We rode down, had cocktails, did the whole thing. And at night, we had meatballs with this red sauce, and I don't do red sauce. Like, I don't do the tomato sauce. And that red sauce had Parmesan cheese in it.
Ooh.
And literally, I woke up about 1 o'clock, and I'm like, Damien, my stomach hurts. Like, it was burning. My stomach was on fire. I go outside to go pee, because we were in the trailer, so I was like, I'm just going to pee outside. And then I was terrified of the scorpions. I start peeing, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to throw up. My mouth's watering. And then just, bleh! And I threw up, like, red, just pure red. And I felt like a million bucks. Yeah, so I'm like, what was it? Was it the cocktails? Was it Mexico? Was it... I feel like my crazy mind was, it was for sure the red sauce. It was Parmesan.
What alcohol did you drink?
So I had, let's see.
Okay, what alcohol did you not drink?
No, I had a margarita. I had one margarita at the one place, but I was drinking my boozy teas, you know, my Al boozy teas. Oh. I had two of those. And then maybe they're from Trader Joe's. They're so good, but they're expensive.
Oh.
It's like, I don't know. I think it's like $12 for six of them. Oh. No, but they're organic, gluten-free. They don't hurt your stomach. I wish I could
get
them.
Are you sure?
No, I'm sure. Okay. But I did have some, maybe like two tonic sodas. Or tonic and gin and tonics. We were drinking those all weekend, gin and tonics.
So gross.
You hate it?
Tonic just has like this weird flavoring.
We would do half. It was diet tonic with
even worse.
I know. I wonder if that's gluten free. But it was. We would do half club soda, half diet tonic, a shot of gin, and some lime or lemon. It was good. I had no stomach issues until the very last night, and I just woke up like, oops.
Were you eating while you were drinking?
Yeah. We ate the whole time.
Because I would think if you were just drinking, then the acid would just be like flaring in your stomach. And then you had the tomato sauce, which is more acidic. Yeah. And then maybe that's what just kind of made you get sick.
I don't know. I just feel like my body was like, nope, not today. And then just got rid of it. And that was great. Like, I feel like my body did exactly what it was supposed to do.
Yeah, that's good, though.
I know, because I feel fine. I got back. I did my coffee enema yesterday. Mm-hmm. That Core Vital, man. I like the gold coffee better because it doesn't cramp me half as much.
Yeah, I definitely could tell a difference when I used it.
Oh, so I did it, and then I accidentally spilled my bucket, and I was so upset. Literally all over the bathroom. But, hey, once again, it was gold.
So. I was going to say, at least it's not like the dark brown.
I know. It made me nervous to where I'm like, I don't know this cleaning situation, you know, because you have to like really make sure to clean to make sure bacteria weird about it. But
okay. But this is my question, though, about it. I know it has to be sanitized, but really the only thing that isn't really like clean, let's say, is the tip of the tube that goes in your butt. There's nothing that goes back into the bucket or back into the tube.
Mine does sometimes. Literally, like it goes
back up.
Mm-hmm. Like I'll be like,
do you fart?
No, I try to. Like when I do that, like some air. Well, you can kind of feel the air coming out. But oh yeah, I have it like more. It happens more often than it doesn't happen. Where. Like halfway through, like if I'm very gassy, then you see my bucket, the liquid will start to go back up. Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay, fine. Has that happened to you? That's never happened to me. So that's why I'm like weirded out because I feel like it just goes one direction.
It's gross too because sometimes you can see like leaves in there.
What?
Yeah, like little like it's like looks like little cilantro. Like, I mean, it's your...
Ew!
I know! That's why it's really important.
That's never happened to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Either I'm not doing it right or you're not.
I see Dr. Robles on Friday. I'm going to ask him. Yeah, it goes back in the bucket sometimes. And I visualize it as like my oil change. So I'm like, okay, sometimes it's not like going, like I think of the bucket as part of like the, I don't know.
That's
I don't know.
Gross. Ew. No, that sounds like dialysis. That's gross. It's not supposed to work like that.
It does. It goes back in the bucket.
Ew.
Your face. Oh, no. Is it not supposed to happen? No, you got me worried. I've been doing it for literally like a year and a half now. Either way, I felt amazing. Oh, yeah. Sometimes even like the... like the like loogie type stuff.
In the bucket?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, because it passes through.
That makes me so grossed out. I can't.
Yeah.
We're trying to encourage people to do this.
Girl. I mean, that's why we encourage people to clean it really well. But it's going like, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, mine doesn't do that. which is really weird that yours does that.
Everyone's different.
Maybe I put mine too high. Because I know it says it should be like 18 inches max higher than
you. Mean you. The height of the bucket?
Yeah, or
the,
I hate okay, my I was bucket. Thinking
the tip of the tube was too high no, in no, your no, body. No. And I'm like, you're gross.
I hang my bucket on like the towel
hook. So gravity helps you. I should do that because I keep it on the edge of my tub.
Yeah.
And it's not a lot. And that's probably how I freaking spilled it. Yesterday, oh, so mad.
You know the so water bag, the water bag that I got.
Yeah,
which that you one still came haven't told anyone really about cool, it. Okay, I'll tell you about it this time.
Okay,
it came with a really cool hook, and I use that hook with my bucket.
Does it have a suction cup on it?
No, it's just a hook.
So what do you hook the hook to?
Either my shower rod or my towel, like the hook.
Oh my God. Wait, is the towel, isn't that way too high? Like, I'm afraid the bucket will spill.
No, it actually.
Is your tube tight?
No.
You still have tube time?
Still have a loose tube.
How much? I feel like my tube would be tight.
My tube is so long. I don't know why your tube is short.
I know.
It's long. I don't know. I don't have a problem, but then. You know, like I refresh and I'll like reread instructions. Yeah. Like when we were doing the Core Vital little like ad for it.
Yeah.
I reread their instructions and it said have the bucket 15 to 18 inches like above, resting above like you on like a counter or whatever. Uh-huh. And then I realized that my bucket's been way higher. It's been like 3 or 4 feet above.
Where does I'm it laying. Go into your body really fast?
Yeah, but I control the clap.
Oh, see, I let my clamp go. I'm like, free.
Sometimes I let it go fast, but then if it starts like getting too overwhelming, then I'll lower, like I'll tighten the clamp.
I'm going to do one tomorrow. I did one today too, and I'm going to do one.
So I wonder if you put it in your sink, because that's higher.
My sink's too far away. I don't got a long tube.
So weird.
I know. And you know, I'm visualizing your shower curtain is lower than mine. We have it really high so it doesn't touch.
Yeah. Or even on that like counter, you know, where you have like your mirror, the makeup kind of across from your toilet.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll try it higher. I'll figure it out.
Okay. Okay, so when I went to Hawaii over the summer, I bought this bag. It's like an enema bag.
Yeah.
And it's really thin. It's made out of like food grade plastic or whatever, silicone, I think it is.
Okay.
And I'll put a picture up so people can see what it looked like. Okay. But basically you fill it up and you use it like a water enema bag. So you put a little bit of salt and you put water in, like warm water, and you use that to help like flush you out and also hydrate you.
While because you're on vacation?
Yeah, because the salt, the way I understood it is salt is like dehydrating, right? Yeah. And so when you put it up into your like colon and your intestines and stuff like that, it causes your body like to feel like it needs to create more water, like push more water into that area, and then it helps hydrate your like intestine, so then you can like go to the bathroom.
You can push the doo-doo through.
Yeah.
I got a good visual of that.
But it was cool because I found this compact teapot.
Okay.
And it smushes down and then you can like accordion it open. Uh-huh. And I got like water bottles from the like the drugstore, the little deli.
Yeah.
And then I would just boil the water and I'd fill half of the bag with the hot water and then the other half with just like the room temperature water so it would balance it out to be body temperature.
Yeah.
And then I would just do the enema and you hook the bag above you.
You did it in your hotel room?
Yeah, so the shower.
Why didn't I do this in Mexico?
The bathtub was like very, very tiny. So I just laid towels on the floor. I hooked it on the shower rod and I just laid on my side and I just did it like a coffee enema. But the first time I did it, I didn't realize that you can retain it. So I didn't retain it. I retained it for like a minute or something.
Okay.
But you can retain it, I think, for like 3 to 5 minutes. And then you just flush out.
Just a little salt.
A little bit of salt, yeah. Like, obviously, not iodine salt.
You don't want bleached salt?
Yeah. So just use, I mean, you can obviously pack salt with you when you travel, or just go to the grocery store and get, like pink sea salt or something. Okay. Yeah. But I did it a few times when I was there, and it really, like, I did it, like, the first day I was there because I wanted to test it out.
Mm-hmm.
And I figured if I got there and I did it, it's kind of like getting an IV before you go out drinking. You're, like, pre-hydrating yourself, maybe. I don't know if you should or shouldn't do it, but...
I don't know.
I think about it, like, okay, if you pound a lot of water... I think
if you're, like, putting a bunch of water up your ass and then you're going to the bathroom, you should probably rehydrate and replenish.
Yeah, so I was drinking a lot of water, and then I got these kombucha drinks too. And so I would drink some of that. Yeah, I was doing really well. Like, I was like staying pretty healthy, and it helped me. It helped me feel good. And then I didn't do it for like a few days. And then I did it one night. We were going out to dinner, and I just was like, oh, I've been drinking a lot. I didn't feel like I was drinking enough water, even though I normally do.
Mm-hmm.
But I was drinking the normal amount of water I do, but I was drinking more alcohol than I normally do. So I wasn't boosting my water hydration to balance out the dehydration from the alcohol.
Yeah.
So I did it really quickly before dinner one night, and I felt so good. But that night,
that's
though,
a good tool.
That night, I went to this really nice restaurant. It was really good too. It was inside an old bank, like an old like bank, and you could see like a vault. And so I went to the bathroom, and they had these really nice fancy bidets.
Have you used one?
I used one once a long time ago. But I don't think I had used it right. And my sister has these ones in her house. So I was like, okay, like, these are nice. And she uses it. Probably shouldn't, like, you know, it's probably not really complicated to use. It'll be, like, easy. And it's not, like, a janky thing, you know? So I sat in the toilet. And I was in, like, the large stall.
Uh-huh.
So from the toilet to the door, it was probably, like, 3 feet.
Okay.
So I sat on the toilet. I only went pee. And so it had like a front setting and a back setting. So I was like, oh, okay. Like, I'm just going to try it for the front setting. And it was already on there. So I hit the button. It shot me so hard.
No.
It hurt. I jumped up and the stream was so strong.
No.
It sprayed the door.
Oh my God. Are there's options for front or back?
Yeah.
Are you pushing a button or is it not?
I think it just adjusts, like, the spray.
Is there anyone in the bathroom?
No, it hurt so bad.
Ew.
Yeah, and then it sprayed the door.
I just visualized, like, a woman, like, getting off on that. Is that?
That hurt. I don't know if it did not feel pleasurable at all.
Wow.
But it also kind of grossed me out, like... Public bathrooms are already gross, and I feel like people are disgusting in them. And so I can only imagine how they are in the privacy of their homes. It's just gross. So then to think of someone sitting on the toilet and then using the bidet and it, like, spraying and cleaning you and, like, that's gross.
I keep going back to, like, sexual on it. Like, I think of, like, girls using like a shower head or like the spa jets or the pressure of the water.
I mean, I don't
want that in a public restroom. I've never used one though, and maybe it wasn't supposed to be so strong. Maybe it's supposed to be like a gentle.
No, I asked my sister, and she said no, it's not supposed to be that strong. That was like the setting was just not the right setting. But whether it was the right setting or not, the fact that was strong enough to be a front setting.
I just saw
I don't it. Even know what you're
saying. Oh my God.
It's like you were it's like it was a power washer. That's how strong it was.
I just saw this guy on this person I follow on Instagram, and it's like Tweaker Seeker. And it was this poor man, and like, oh my God, he has his pants down and literally his butt up against the fire hydrant, and the fire hydrant is just slamming him from the rear end.
The water was pushing out of it?
The water is coming out of the hydrant. He's on all four knees and backed up with his booty hole up against the fire hydrant. And
he was trying to do a street enema?
Yeah. It's a thing. It's a thing.
Ouch. I've seen, like, people getting put. Like, he must be really strong to hold himself.
On all fours. Just, and it looks like close the to strong, it? Close to it. I'm talking a foot.
Oh, no.
And he's, like, backing into it, too.
Ooh, that just sounds like there's going to be just, like, tearing, and it's just not healthy. Mm.
And it's, like, a fire hydrant, and you are in the public, and there's so many
things. He definitely was tweaking.
Yeah, definitely.
That makes me so sad.
It's one of my favorite Instagram follows.
Like, I just would be so sad to watch it.
Oh, he's so great because he goes and he gives them water. All of, like, he knows half the people
did
in his
town.
Did
you turn on that hydrant for that guy?
I don't know about that one, but there's like this one. I want to say he's like a heroin addict, and he. His name's like Gigi or Gianni or something, and he's always looking for him. And like he'll be in like, because I think the guy does construction of some sort. So he'll, the owner of the Tweaker Seeker. And so he'll see, like he always brings them water and he's always looking out for them. But the one guy, he always brings them food and he's like, buddy, the way he talks to him, he's like, you gotta be eating today, Gianni or whatever his name. It's cool. So he's always looking out too. Like, he obviously, it's a shock value. Like, everyone's like, and he posts some really funny videos. But it's also awareness, and he's not, I don't think he's too disrespectful on it. Like, for me, I like it. I'm like, this is great.
Oh, that stuff just makes me sad, because I look at homeless people or people that are on drugs or lost or, like, whatever level of emotion they're on, I just think of them as a child. And I'm like, you were someone's innocent baby once, and you were a good kid. Like, you're born good, and someone hurt you or something happened, and like you didn't get the love that you needed. I'm gonna cry just thinking about it. And so I just get so sad. Like, what if, like, God forbid, but like, what if that was my family or someone that I know, you know? And it's like so easy to get annoyed or upset or frustrated or scared or grossed out, you know, but it's like, I don't think anyone in their right mind, you know, would be doing those things.
Right.
You know, it's just like, it just breaks my heart. I just get so sad.
I'm fascinated. Like, I have the heart of feeling bad for them, but not like as soulful as yours. And I'm very fascinated because I'm like, I see like they all of them have a story. I want to interview every single one of them. And Damien and I actually play a game called Cracker Crazy. And, like, when we're literally biking through Long Beach, like, I'm like, babe, cracker crazy. And it's either a crackhead or someone who's, like, my brother who's mentally ill. So I see, like, you know, there are, you can tell the people that are on the streets that are on for drugs or on because they're mentally incapable of taking care of themselves.
Yeah.
You know, so to me, it's just a fascinating world. I even dated a guy that literally back in the day was homeless. He was a heroin addict, and he was homeless and a panhandler in Chicago.
That's scary.
I know, because it was, like, snowing, and he would be sleeping under, like,
wait,
freeway.
Wait, you dated him while he was a...
No. I dated him when he was sober. But to hear the stories and to think, like, dude, you were homeless? Like, that's trippy. I want to hear your story. And, like, he was able to clean himself up. Some people die on the streets. Some people, you know. But, I mean, I have... another client who her brother was like the head freaking CEO in New York making multi-millions, and he chose the streets, you know? So everyone has a story, and I just think it's fascinating. Like, I don't get as sad as you do and like heartfelt, but because I'm like, okay, you know, I don't think you get what you deserve, but I just don't feel as heart. Like, I'm just more fascinated with it. Like, wow, this is crazy. Like, this is trippy. Like, you, some choose this, some don't choose it.
Yeah, it blows your mind that you can have a life that most people want.
Yeah.
And then people have it and they just take it for granted, or they just, it's too overwhelming.
Yeah.
But it, I mean, I am fascinated by the stories too.
Right.
It just, like, I still get sad, you know?
Yeah.
Like, in my, with my, through my church, we did these mission trips.
Uh-huh.
And we'd go to, like, Skid Row, and then one time we went to San Francisco, and we went to these different, like, soup kitchens or organizations where you can, like, feed the homeless people, and then you could talk to them. And then we went on the streets, and we asked them questions, and we got some cool stories. Like, one man was a musician, and he toured and studied under really, like, famous musicians in Europe.
Uh-huh.
And I don't remember what happened to him, but he just, like, ended up on the streets because he couldn't take the overwhelming responsibilities and stuff. And this other man was a truck driver, and he was driving one day. He was in the right, and this woman in a van loaded with her and her kids ran a red light, and he hit them and he killed them. And it wasn't his fault, but he could not live with that thing, like, that he killed people, whether it was on purpose, right, or not, right, an accident, whatever it was. That was a demon
for him.
He just couldn't. And there is a similar story of, like, a CEO, like you said, and he hit rock bottom really bad. He said that his happy hours started taking over, and he was doing more happy hour and partying more than he was working and wanting the responsibility. And then he ended up on the streets,
mm-hmm.
and he was very prideful because he had been a basketball player. Like, he traveled and played internationally,
mm-hmm.
and then he was this huge CEO. And so he didn't want any handouts. He didn't want anyone to tell him what he should or shouldn't do. And he kept going to this one place that would give people food and, you know, showers and stuff. And they would just kind of slowly chip and chip and chip away. And eventually he got their help. And when we went, he was the director of that place.
Aww.
So he was able to, like, pull himself up. But that's
so cool.
Yeah, I think, like, everyone's story is so fascinating and interesting. And it's, like, just humans are so interesting to me.
Yeah.
But I still, like, I just get so sad. But I think that homeless people, as sad as it is and as big of a problem that it is in our society, especially now,
mm-hmm.
I think that there will always be homeless people. I don't think that homelessness will ever be, like, resolved, even though it could easily be resolved. I don't think it will. And I think that, like, homeless people are, like, humble you, or they make you reflect on your life or your blessings, or, you know, like, what you don't want to see in your life, or
yeah,
just to be able to have a chance to help others.
Yeah, I've could have taken a few wrong turns and ended up in some positions, you know, like, mm-hmm. I partied really hard in New York, you know what I mean? Like, I could have ran with the wrong crowd or drank a little bit too much as a makeup artist. Like, we used to take, what are they called? What are the pain pills? Norcos.
You did?
For fun. Like, what? I don't understand.
While you were doing makeup?
Yeah. Yeah, well, like, all of us at the counter would literally, like, I would say, so at least
that's
six.
Why people at the Mac counter look like that.
Crazy artists, you know? Like, I don't know why we did it. One of the girls used to take a Tylenol PM at the end of her shift. And she was like, all right, I'm going to race home. And we're like, oh, my God, you're crazy. Yeah. But, you know, like, there's, it, like, partying could have gone too far, or, like you said, like, a death, you know, something mm-hmm. tragic that's happened that might, I don't know, it's just wild. You don't know their story.
No, it's but, sad.
Yeah. I don't know how we got on that topic.
The fire hydrant with the enema, I think.
Oh, my God.
But, okay, so I am going to Mexico for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And
I was just looking at this.
Oh, I thought you needed to pee again.
No.
Oh, I am going to Mexico for 2 weeks. And the first week, I'm going to be with my boyfriend.
Oh.
And
are you going to bring your enema kit?
Okay, like, I have my kit sitting there, And I was debating taking it with me. But I also don't want to check in my bag because I just get really paranoid checking in a bag when I have all of my outfits.
Oh, my God.
And I don't want to lose it. And then I'm going to be going to two weddings. I'm in one. So I can't, like, risk getting my stuff lost.
Okay.
So I have to space saver, like, seal all my stuff and get it into one bag. Plus my carry-on, like my personal carry-on item. And I know I have to like decide, like, do I want to be poochy in a tight dress or do I want to have like my enema bag with my tea kettle?
Why would you not? Like the pure embarrassment of him knowing that you're bringing in an enema bucket?
Or... No, I'm not embarrassed because he clearly listens to the podcast and he clearly knows what I do.
Okay.
But I think it's more like, I don't know. I don't want to be doing, like, it's like you're going on this trip and you want to be all, like, romantic and cute and, like, having a good time. And then it's like, I don't know. Like, I just don't want to be, I don't know the setup of the bathroom. I don't know if it's one of those open bathrooms into the bed, into the room.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, like, I just don't know the logistics of it. And so I'd rather just, like, just... kind of stay more regular with just over drinking water and drinking a coffee in the morning and like eating prunes or eating an apple, you know, and
yeah.
Just
oh like, you got a dilemma.
I know.
If I were you, I mean I've been in my relationship comfortably for 11 years. I'd bring that enema bucket, especially from me just getting back. Like, it was a nightmare. 3 days like of not having like a nice solid poo in the morning. It's not cool. No, I didn't like it at all. And I, like I said, I wasn't bloated, but I just, like, it's your gut and brain access. Like, I didn't have as full of energy as I do.
Yeah.
Like, I was a little bit more, I don't know, not irritable, but, like...
Irritable bowel syndrome?
Irritable bowel. Irritable head.
Wait,
you know?
Is that what they call it, irritable bowel syndrome?
Yeah,
because
IBS.
It makes you irritable as a
your
person?
Your bowels are irritated.
But do you become irritable as a person?
Hell yeah. Have you ever had a stomach ache and tried to function with people? Like, I've had a stomach ache trying to do brides, and I'm like, oh my God, like, just don't ask me a question. Like, my stomach hurts so bad. Like, I don't, please stop. Like, you're A, afraid you're going to shit your pants. Like, B, you're embarrassed because your stomach's like, and you're like trying to hide the fact that, sorry, I can't even handle a simple cheeseburger without crapping myself. You know, like, it's embarrassing.
Yeah, I know.
It's true. So embarrassing. Damien literally used to have to rub the farts out of
I know, when you told me that, I just could not believe it.
Isn't that sweet?
Yeah.
But, you know, like, you think, like, oh, you know, these relationships, like, he's seen, like, the really ugly. Like, literally where I'm crying, my stomach hurts so bad, and my feet are up against the wall, and he's massaging my intestines, like, trying to get, like, the air bubbles out so I'm not in pain.
Yeah.
That's embarrassing.
That's sweet. I don't think it's embarrassing when you're doing it for someone you care about and you don't want them to be in pain, and you're looking at it as, like, a health thing versus, like, an immature, uncomfortable thing. And then that makes me think that your person just isn't comfortable, and like, you're not comfortable enough to be raw and open in yourself, to be honest, you know?
Well, for me, it was just like rock bottom of my health. Like, okay, I'm sick of my stomach. Like, literally now it's involving my relationship. Like, he shouldn't have to be rubbing my guts because I eat something weird, you know? Like, I should have normal guts, you know? And so... for me, that was part of my rock bottom with my health situation, too, where it's like, I need to figure this out. Like, taking Tums every day is not an option.
Ugh.
You know, like, or, like, steering away from, like, okay, I got to do this. Like, it's just, no, I can't do it.
Yeah.
So, it's kind of a good thing that he had to do that. He was at my rock bottom, so now
sure
he gets me
just
so much. Yeah, make sure that he can handle the worst of me before he gets the best.
Yeah,
that's a good tip for you, ladies and men. Just have him rub out your farts.
I know. I was telling that to someone the other day because they were like, talking about like not, you know, being able to fart and. by someone that like they're in a relationship with, mm-hmm. or like go to the bathroom or stuff like that. And it's like, I think you obviously have to build up that like comfortability to be around someone to do that. But at the same time, it's like, I don't know if like a fart slips out or something, you know, yeah. it's like kind of more like, I think it's kind of like funny or cute when like someone that I'm dating like farts, you know, because then you're just, and like they're trying to like do it secretly. You're like, I totally heard them fart. Like they're probably thinking, I hope she didn't hear me fart. Oh, you know?
Yeah. I don't remember the first time. I'm sure like I talked about poop instantly so that it was like, if you please feel free to fart around me. You know, like I don't want you having a stomach ache. No. Let's be real.
I just am terrified. Like, I think I'm just nervous for like a first smelly fart from my boyfriend because he has the most sensitive note, like sense of smell. And I just like don't want to gross him out. So I just am like, I hope I never have a smelly fart in front of him. Not that I'm embarrassed to fart in front of him, but that I just don't want him to be grossed out.
But we need to figure out why the farts are smelly. Like at certain points, oh my God, one time I was at a barbecue at our friend's house, my old roommate and his new wife. And literally I sent myself home because I couldn't even go. Like I would go to the restroom and fart and then go back out to the living room. And it was like, it would follow me. Like it smelled, so, it was like rancid. Like I was like, is it oil on my pants? Like what's happening? Like I was so embarrassed that it was like, I wasn't even embarrassed because everyone knew. Like I told everyone, I'm like, I have gas and it smells and I'm not sure why, but I can't just hold it in. So I'm actually going to go because I can't let you guys sit and smell
right.
my.
What are you going to sit with your, like out, sit on the windowsill?
Yeah, I'm going to sit outside. Like, no, like, but. At that point, like, that's messing with my, like, my social hour.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why the heck do I have this weird stomach ache and this terrible gas? But really, you should be figuring out why does it stink? It shouldn't stink.
Yeah, for sure. It's, like, what you're eating, obviously.
Yeah, and how backed up you are.
Yeah, totally. Do you think that's why Manscaped wanted to work with us? Because people think like farting and bowels is like more like man kind of like burp stuff.
When you said that, I was visualizing like hairy balls being like rancid, like a fart, like a little
disgusting.
Like them going, like the little balls.
Okay.
That's why you shouldn't have hairy balls because when you fart, and if it's a rancid one, then it won't get stuck in the hairs. Right?
So definitely buy some Manscaped products.
Use our code
HPG.
And you'll get 20% off.
Yeah. Perfect. Right in time for the holidays. And on that note,
no more stinky balls.
I think people really want to follow us and tag us and share.
Do you?
Yeah, but they just, you know, they just think they might come think off being too cool.
Do you think they're embarrassed to tell, like, their sisters and aunts about us?
No. I've had friends, like, guy friends that love our podcast.
Do they subscribe?
Yeah, they're like, I love listening to it. I'm like, all right, cool, thanks.
But do they subscribe?
Yeah, they
okay,
do.
Okay, all right, fine.
I didn't even have to ask them. I think that's the best part, when people just like what they're listening to. And they just want to keep hearing our conversation.
I doubt it.
Well, either way, we'll see you on the other side.
See ya.